Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. On today's show, we come live from Press Row. I had the opportunity to ask questions of both Aryna Sabalenka and Maria Sakkari following their quarterfinal wins at the inaugural event of this 2021 WTA season in Abu Dhabi. Of course, Sabalenka and Sakkari, two of the hottest players in terms of their results down the home stretch of 2020. Sabalenka now riding a 13-match win streak after she knocks off the dangerous power hitter Alina Rybakina in a three-set quarterfinal. Maria Sakkari, arguably the best win of her career. Three-set victory over number one seed and defending Australian Open champion Sonia Kenin. Got the chance to ask both of these players a little bit about their matches, ask them, you know, what adjustments they had to make to overcome set deficits, and then, of course, ask them how today's performance bodes for them moving forward towards their next match and, of course, the Australian Open next month. But it's great to be on Press Row, great to get the chance to talk to these players, hear from them directly about their matches. Would have loved to have done more of these throughout the week in Abu Dhabi. That 9-hour time difference does make things difficult, but of course, now that it's the home stretch of the event, we'll do my best to talk to these victors as much as possible. It's now 6 a.m. Monday morning here on the East Coast. I don't think I'm going to make it up for Kostyuk or the eventual winner, or I should say Kostyuk or Cerebes Tormo, nor the eventual winner of Svitolina later on in the day against Kudermatova. But we'll try to be back here at least one more time this week to hear from our winners in Abu Dhabi. Of course, the reason we are able to do this podcast and all of the fun things we have here at Cracked Rackets is because of the support we get from all of you listeners, from our Patreon family, and of course from our friends at Midwest Sports to update your equipment, get the best gears, best deals in tennis industry. Just go to MidwestSports.com, use that promo code CR15 to get 15% off your order, free two-day shipping on all orders exceeding $75. Best of all, that free can of Wilson Extra Duty Tennis Balls, MidwestSports.com. The promo code is CR15. Of course, if you've missed anything from the opening week of the season, we recap all and every day's action on our Mini Break podcast. We've also got our Next Gen ATP 2.0 series, our weekly review previews, and more, all of which can be found on our website, CrackRackets.com. But you already knew all of that. What you didn't know, the answers from Aryna Sabalenka and Maria Sakkari following their victory in Abu Dhabi in the quarterfinal round. So without further ado, let's get to those questions. Let's get to those answers. Westhoff, roll it.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Thank you, Alex, and congratulations on the win, Aryna. My question to you, to relate to what John just asked, in terms of playing a power player, I'm sure it's rare that you match up against someone who can hit the ball as hard as you can, and it felt like today both you and Alina were just hitting the cover off of the ball. So I'm curious, how do you adjust in a match like that? How does playing someone that powerful force you to make adjustments to your game during the match?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I knew that she's going to play really fast and deep, and that I have to stay lower, so I prepare myself for these shots. And I knew that it's going to be like this because she's playing really quick, and sometimes you don't have enough time to prepare for the shots, and she's making a lot of winners. And that's what can happen against these kind of players. It's going to be like really quick. Everything can change really quick another way. You just have to stay focused, and what I said, like, wait for your opportunity, because these kind of players, they cannot stay all the time on this level. Anyway, it's will dropped a little bit, and I have to like be ready for this moment. And of course, even when she's playing really well, I need to try to do something against her, like show her that I will be that I will fight no matter what, and that she give her like extra ball to hit. So that's tough, but I mean, I knew that it's gonna happen, and that's why I adjusted during the match really well today.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you certainly did well was make your first serve and have success with that first serve, and this is something I asked you at the end of last season, but clearly it's carried over here to start the year. You're averaging something like an 80% win percentage on your first serve points, and I'm just curious, when the first serve is landing like that, what does it do? How does it open up the rest of the court for you?
Well, the third serve helped me really well, because like it's another player have to adjust really quick, and I just have to stay really low after first serve. It's give me like, how to say, I take time from the opponent, you know what I'm saying, like playing a little bit like earlier, and then it's no time for the opponent. That's like kind of, that's why my first serve wins percentage is really high, because I'm like serving my first serve and like stay really low and like quick change the direction, and that's helped me to build this percentage.
Thank you, Alex, and congratulations, Maria, on the win. I think it's an obvious thing, but you look at the stats, something that improved throughout the course of your match was your first serve percentage, and making that first serve, what it allowed you to do with the rest of your game showed in your performance. I'm curious for you, during that first set, how frustrated were you with your own serving performance, and what changed throughout the rest of the match?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it always helps when you when your percentage goes up. But I think it was not only my serve that was not on. It was also my ground strokes for my baseline. I was missing a lot, and I was angry, couldn't make first serve. So it's like a circle. And I think overall, I just, you know, made more first serves, won some cheaper points, stayed more solid from the baseline. So it was an overall improvement.
Yeah, that's a perfect answer for my second question. Something I've noticed this week is how aggressive you've been with your ground strokes, with that forehand in particular. It feels like whenever you get a high ball, you're taking that opportunity to either go big inside out or big cross court with that shot. I'm curious, is that something you worked on in particular this off season? And, you know, what leads to you making that move to be that much more aggressive here in the opening week of 2021?
I think that one of the things that really helped me is just to, I realized that my ball is pretty heavy. I have a lot of power, so I have been using it the right way. Up until last year, I couldn't really control my power, so I had to, I know it sounds funny, but it's the truth. I had to, you know, take a little bit of pace, because if I was hitting like too hard, then I would miss many shots. So I think I've found a way, and I have found my real pace inside the court. And as you said, when I have an opportunity, I just go for it, and that also builds up with confidence.
Hope all of you enjoyed hearing from Aryna Sabalenka and Maria Sakkari following their quarterfinal victories in Abu Dhabi. Of course, I would love to ask them 10, 15 consecutive questions, get them on the Cracked Interviews podcast for full shows, but got to respect the rules of the press room. So appreciative to the WTA, Alex Pryor, the entire team for letting us in there and for having the chance to do this, even if it's only in 2-3 minute snippets. Great to hear from these players, hear what they're thinking, what they go through, you know, following these tight matches. And of course, again, we'll try to continue to do more of this throughout the rest of the week in Abu Dhabi and throughout the rest of the 2021 season. I promise you, whether it's semifinals, finals, I will ask a few more questions of these players so that we can hear, all of you listeners, I should say, can hear from them before they head over to Australia. But of course, if you have missed any of the action, we recap it all on our Mini Break podcast, which you can find, and on our Great Shot podcast as well, which you can find, of course, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Like, rate, subscribe, review them, share them with your friends. And of course, again, you can find all the links on our website, crackedrackets.com, where you can find things like our Next Gen ATP 2.0 series, our weekly review preview, our, college contender series, so much stuff and more. You need the more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We are at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me directly, I'm at Great Shot Pod. Shout out, as always, to our super producers, Max Linger and Daniel Westhoff, for the of an editing job they do day in, day out. Shout out as well to our friends at Midwest Sports. Go to MidwestSports.com. Use that promo code CR15. But with that in mind, for all of our friends at the WTA, our fantastic, I suppose, guests today, Arina Sabalenka and Maria Sakkari, our super producers, Fligner and Westhoff, our friends at Midwest Sports, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time. Thanks, everyone.